Hello, I am Brother Chris, and welcome to One Living Word, where we examine and share spiritual lessons on one or more verses from one chapter of the Bible. Today we're focusing on the topic, Hold On To God's Hands, based on our reading of Lamentation chapter 3, verse 22 and 23. Now let us see what the word of the Lord has to say in this passage of scripture. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassion fails not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. There are times in our lives when we are faced with all sorts of problems that weigh down our soul. We cannot seem to get rid of this health problem, no matter how much money we spend or we pay to the doctors. We just cannot seem to earn enough money to pay off our debt. No matter how much time we spend in counseling sessions, our marriage seems to be breaking apart and just don't seem to be coming back together. No matter how hard we try, we just cannot seem to develop a lasting interest in the daily study of God's Word. There are times when we cry out to the Lord because we feel that these circumstances are going to consume us and we will eventually lose our way and eternal life. We just don't seem to be able to manage these pressures anymore. Lord, we cry out to you today for help. If you are feeling this way right now, God is reminding you through the words of the prophet Jeremiah to hold on, because God is merciful and his faithfulness is not only great towards us, but it is new every morning. In Lamentation chapter 3, 22 and 23, the word of the Lord says, it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Hallelujah! What a mighty God we serve. Today, God is reminding us that although our situations may look bleak, we can hold on because great is his faithfulness. No matter what our current situation, God is reminding us this morning that everything is going to be all right. Although we don't seem to know how God is going to solve our many problems, we know that there is nothing impossible for God to do. Therefore, we can rest our entire lives in his hands, knowing that one day soon, God will make everything new. We serve a mighty and wonderful God who is not willing that any one of us should perish, but that all of us should come to repentance. When we consider what is happening to us at this very moment, we should realize that it's because of God's mercy why our situation is not worse. We serve an awesome God, and all we need to do is continue to trust in him with all of our heart and hold on. He will make this new in his own time. Matthew Henry, in his commentary on this passage of scripture, he made this statement, and I quote, "That bad as things are, it is owing to the mercies of God that they are not worse. We are afflicted by the rod of his wrath, but it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed." Verse 22. When we are in distress, we should, for the encouragement of our own faith and hope, observe what makes us as well as what makes us against us. What is working for us, what is working against us. Things are bad, but they might have been worse, and therefore there is hope that they may be better. Observe, one, the streams of mercy acknowledge we are not consumed. Note, the church of God is like the Moses' bush, burning yet not consumed. Whatever hardship it is that we have meted out upon us or may meet with us, it shall be a being in the world to the end of time. It is persecuted of men, but not forsaken of God. And therefore, though it be cast down, it is not destroyed. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 9. Corrected, yet not consumed. Refined in the fire or furnished of silver, but not consumed as dross. Praise the Lord. Number two. These streams follow up to the mountain. Is of the Lord's mercy. Here are mercies in the plural number, denoting the abundance and variety of these mercies. God is an inexhaustible fountain of mountain of mercy, the Father of mercies. Note, we all owe it to the sparing mercy of God that we are not consumed. Others have been consumed around us, and we ourselves have been in the consuming, and yet we are not consumed. We are out of the grave. We are out of hell. Had we been dealt with according to our sins, we should have been consumed long ago. But we have been dealt with according to God's mercy, and we are bound to acknowledge it as to his praise. End of quote. I pray that we will continue to surrender every single area of our lives, including those problems which have kept us down, to the total control of the Holy Spirit, so that God can continue to give us strength to hold on no matter what happens to us at this current moment in our lives. Let us pray. Thank you, Father, for the word. Your mercies new every morning. We may be consuming, but not consumed because of your mercies. Thank you, Lord, for extending your mercies again to us today. Give us strength, Lord, to hold on. Never let go. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Have a blessed and Holy Spirit-filled day.